Welcome to Zion's Saturday Call to Sunday Morning Worship, presented by 105-year-old Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill, Alabama, raising the call to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in Baldwin County. We are a church of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, which grew out of Norwegian Lutheran pietism more than a century ago. God's call to worship is simple and straightforward. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's Psalm 29, verse 2. You and I are not worthy to come into the presence of our Heavenly Father. Believers from the very early days of worship have confessed their sins, their inadequacies, and their decisions which have separated them from God. Lutherans share a public confession each Sunday morning. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore we come for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, God promised us to hear this kind of prayer. Psalm 145, verses 17 through 20 explains, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy." When we worship together, we affirm the great doctrines and teachings of the historic church by reciting one of the creeds of the faith. The Apostles' Creed states, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen." During the Saturday morning devotional series, we will be taking several moments to look at worship through the eye of the Bible. Good morning from Silver Hills Zion Lutheran Church. It is Zion's Saturday Call to Sunday Morning Worship. You heard it right. It is Saturday morning again, and we are looking to tomorrow on Sunday Morning Worship. Today we are going to focus on Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and he is talking to those folks about worship. The question is a question we can ask today. What does truth have to do with worship? Paul has just written verses 11, 12, and 13 in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. "And Christ himself gave some to be apostles, some to prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." The thought breaks at verse 14, and then St. Paul explains why all these gifts. The why is our Saturday morning devotion focus. Why? Think about our broad focus on worship. So, Ephesians 4, 14 through 16, "that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of the deceitful plotting, but, speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. It is Christ from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, it is this Christ who causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." The key word relating our discussion of worship this morning is the word truth. You and I need to get away from being a child when it comes to worship. Children have difficulty in discerning the truth. They hear one thing and they think, this has got to be it. Somebody comes along with another perspective on the issue and at hand, and all of a sudden we have a different truth, and they think again, now this has got to be it. Soon another perspective comes along, and the process of vacillation goes on again. A child is tossed to and fro because there is a failure to discern and understand. The writer of Hebrews explains in chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Do you see what is being said? We need to grow up to understand. This is true of worship. We need to be adults and understand the truth in worship, not new ideas that cause people to doubt what they have known to be true. We have the expression, winds of change. We mean that there are things that cause us to change our position from a known truth to something else. Paul brings up the matter of doctrine at this point. A doctrine is an understanding or instruction so that we are taught and learn what is true. The problem of childhood and the problem with some in adulthood is that there is no doctrine that is solid and reveals truth. We know that people play mind games, that some are into the business of tricking us to take advantage of us. We often hear of charlatans who have emptied bank accounts of trusting people. We call those charlatans crooks. Their method of deceit is to be cunning and sucker people into false understanding. Paul explains that these folks use trickery and cunning craftiness in deceitful plots. Those plots separate people from truth. We are concerned with worship. True worship, worship which honors God in this devotional this morning. There are lots of places to worship, and there are a myriad of gods that people chase after these days. Jesus Christ gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We have folks in our midst who want our assets and help for things that are not ministry to the body of Christ and for things that do not build up the church. And these folks use deceit to accomplish their purposes. Paul is writing to those Ephesians 2,000 years ago with details of how these charlatans are operating. And we still got them in our society. You and I need to hear the truth, not falsehood. We don't need liars and cheats in our fellowship. We need the truth. St. Paul lays it out for Pastor Timothy in his first letter to him. It has to do with truth and teaching truth in the church. Think about worship and teaching God's truth on Sunday mornings. 1 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 7. "If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' tales and exercise yourself toward godliness." Good advice. Simply put, we need the truth for our defense in the Christian life. Jesus Christ speaks the truth in love. Sometimes truth is very hard to hear, but if truth is applied with love, we are built up. Not only does truth build each of us up in Christ and the church, but we build up one another when we receive the truth. How does that work? We are built up as a fellowship of believers because the church is joined and knit together by truth. Moreover, not only do we strengthen one another, but we become more effective in the role God has called us to because we are integrated and connected with every other believer. Truth has a way of enabling us to minister to one another and to the world. That's why St. Paul can say that truth edifies and that the source of truth is the very gifts that Christ has given us in his church. We need that kind of strength because there are those out there who would lead us into falsehood. St. Peter warned those of his day, and he warns people today about false doctrines and teachings which destroy the very body of Christ, our holy Christian church. Peter writes in 2 Peter 2, 1 and 3, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. Our focus this morning is on worship. Truth has to be in our worship. You can see why. The prophet Jeremiah spoke to his people who wanted to flee from Judah. They wanted to turn from God's truth to the slavery of Satan's lie, apparently safety in Egypt. Jeremiah wrote, Jeremiah 42, verse 19, "The Lord has said concerning you, O remnant of Judah, do not go to Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day." But the people chose the lie of Egypt instead of God's truth in the land of Judah. Sometimes falsehood looks like it is the best course for life. Falsehood is very strong, but when we encounter falsehood in worship and in doctrine in our churches, that falsehood is very vicious, especially when it hides in worship. God gives us the choices in life, and we have choices in worship. Tomorrow is Sunday, and we call it a day of rest, the Sabbath, God's day. Look for truth in your worship experience tomorrow, and expect to be blessed in the fellowship God gives you in your place of worship. If you fail to find God's truth in your worship, make some wise decisions, and as Paul says, grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Jesus Christ. Here's a couple of words from our parishioners about worship at Zion. How do you find the truth? How do you know you're getting the truth here?
I know I'm getting the truth here because the word is preached in an uncompromised way. The other way is I feel that the Holy Spirit lets me know that I'm in a worship setting, that I know that he speaks to my heart. And I feel like one of the ways also is through our liturgy, that the liturgy is always a benchmark of my faith, that I can come here Sunday after Sunday, and it's a rejuvenating way that I know that as I go into the next week, I can take that with me.
I have to go back to what's already been said. I don't think that the Holy Spirit would let you preach anything but the truth. And I think that this church doesn't compromise to try to please its people. You preach it the way God intended for it to be, and for us to see our wrongs and try to make our corrections in our own life so that we can help others.
We are coming to the end of our time together. Let's share the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, please receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill invites you to liturgical worship tomorrow at 10 a.m. We use the familiar classic Common Service, which has been a choice of a variety of Lutheran church bodies for the last century. Got more time? Come to Sunday School at 9 a.m. Want midweek Bible study? Join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for an hour of study and a time of prayer. Are you a lady? How about considering our monthly women's Bible study at 10 a.m. on the last Saturday of the month? And men, think breakfast before work. Our men's 7:10 breakfast and speaker fellowship meets at 7:10 a.m. on the second Tuesday of the month. Zion is located a block off State Highway 104 at 15875 4th Avenue at 7th Street in beautiful Silver Hill, just across the street from the Silver Hill School. Zion Lutheran Church is a congregation of the AFLC, the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in America. Specific information about Zion Lutheran Church can be obtained at www.lutheransinsilverhill.com or by calling 251-945-5209. Goodbye, and God bless you until we meet again next Saturday at 7:30 a.m.